There's 20 seconds on the clock. Albert, he will play it. 21 metres away. Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Albert. Albert will score. Albert will score. Newcastle have won the grand final.
Welcome to episode 17 of Sports Castle. I'm joined by Jared. Of course, I'm Chris. Jared down in the Jared Mullen Studios there in Waratah. I'm in the Regan Tennis Studios here on the outskirts of Curry. How are you, mate?
Mate, I am exceptional for a Wednesday night, mate.
Yeah, she's a late one. I've been away with a bit of travel and sneaking it in at about 9:30 on a Wednesday night. Much to the delight of our partners. Mate, plenty of stuff happening in local sport after a bit of a quieter weekend on this sporting front.
Yeah, mate, plenty of drama, plenty of controversy, and some sports didn't even get on.
Mate, that's exactly right. There's plenty happening, and we may as well dive into it. It's probably going to be a longer episode the way we're looking at the moment. So let's jump into, we'll start with the Black Diamond AFL, mate. The rep team, they travelled down last Saturday to Manuka Oval in Canberra. And probably not the result they wanted. Canberra consistently outclassed them across the four quarters.
Yeah, they did, mate. I think that was maybe part and parcel of the eight debutants that we mentioned last week. And, yeah, I think by reading some of the comments, mate, the coach said they didn't really come into their own until the second half. But, by that time, the Canberra really established their lead.
Yeah, I did read that comment. I was a bit curious about that. I think it was 65-23 at half time and finished 127-57. So by my rough maths, mate, that makes it 62-34 in the second half. So not much different, but we'll let him have that one. Special mentions, I think Singleton player coach Andrew Scott was one of the better ones. They moved him forward to clog up the midfield in the second half when I went through and watched a bit of the highlights, and he looked pretty handy there. And young Jaden Reimer from, I think he plays for the Bay in the Black Diamond, mate. He was pretty handy as well. Significantly outclassed. And as per the interview that I saw and the notes in the paper there from the Herald, the boys will be probably better for the run and understand that the competition's a bit steeper and they've got a level to go to take on Canberra. I believe they'll play up here next year, most likely at number one sports ground.
Yeah, nice, mate. It'd be a good little... be good to see in 12 months' time, I suppose, how the boys and how their systems and structures have improved and if they can, get a pathway into the big time.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. It's a learning curve. And I guess, as this goes on, it might be something that maybe some of the NEFL second-tier coaches there sort of look at as, a bit of a recruitment pathway to identify guys who can sort of compete at a bit higher level than the standard, Black Diamond or Canberra District competitions.
Yeah, that's right, mate.
So, mate, we might jump in. We're up to round 7 in the Black Diamond AFL and a couple of interesting matches this week, sort of around teams on the ladder. We might start off with the ladder leaders, Cardiff. They host Maitland at Hillsborough Oval. All games, bar in the Newcastle City game, kicking off at 2 o'clock on Saturday, mate. So, how do you see this one shaping up?
Mate, I couldn't see anything other than a Cardiff win. They're really flying high, as their hawk suggests. I think Maitland will be in for a long day. And, I think if they can keep the margin to under 100, mate, I think they had a good day out.
Mate, if you're offering a line of 100.5, I'll take it. I think Cardiff will win this one in the 80s or 90s. They don't tend to really put the foot on the throat. And Maitland should be pretty fresh. They haven't played a game in almost 3 weeks with the bye and then the rep weekend last weekend. So... yeah, I think Cardiff will be convincing 10-15 goal winners, but I don't think they'll push it too much past that point. It's pretty bad when the difference in our tips is, how much of a flogging it's going to be. But anyway, next up, the Killarney Vale Bombers, who've probably underperformed so far this year, host the Lake Macquarie Dockers at Adelaide Street Oval. I certainly know mood and spirit is high over at Lake Macquarie, and they're really earmarking this one as a chance to maybe scratch their first win and maybe surprise the Bombers down there at Adelaide Street.
Yeah, mate, I think, you've got to go in with the
positive mindset.
High, I reckon. Yeah, very confident. I reckon they can get the job done, mate. The Killarney Vale have been, probably one of the, as you said, one of the most disappointing teams so far. And I think Lake Macquarie might get their first win this weekend, mate.
Mate, I'd love to see them get their first win. And so just based on the fact that I've been stopping trains in recent weeks, I'm going to jump on the Bombers and tip them just so that hopefully I help Lake Macquarie get home. So yeah, so good luck to the Dockers boys there on Saturday. Next up, mate, Singleton hosts Wyong Lakes. This one's an interesting one. Singleton started really well. They got a couple of little surprise results, and they've sort of petered out a little bit in the last couple of weeks. And Wyong Lakes had a little bit of a flat spot, but got the upset win a fortnight ago in the last round. And it may not have been an upset, depending on who you talk to. But yeah, this one promised to be a cracker up there in Singleton, mate. Is home ground advantage going to be enough for the Roosters to beat the Magpies in the Battle of the Birds?
I think it will, mate. I think from what I was reading earlier, this is the match of the round two. So, all the eyes will be on this one, mate. And I reckon Singleton will get the job done at home.
Mate, you're tipping the Roosters. I'm going to go with Wyong Lakes. I've been reasonably impressed with them. They're certainly a improved side in 2018. And as you say, this one I would say will go close to being match of the round. I haven't seen confirmation yet. I'm just trying to see if I can see it. No, it doesn't look like Bar TV have nominated which game they're going to cover. So we'll wait. Once we get that confirmed, we'll share that on our page. But probably the one that I tip as match of the round, mate, is the next one up. And that's Gosford hosting Warners Bay. Two sides are very much improved and will be pushing hard for a finals berth in 2018, mate. Down there at Adcock Park, Gosford with the home ground advantage should be a very interesting match.
Should be, mate. And our man from the pest controller out there is fairly confident of a Warners Bay victory. So with that, mate, I'm going to go for Gosford.
Mate, did you get some recent insight from Murray, did you, into the inner workings of the Bulldogs clubhouse?
Yeah, he said
they're
just taking it 1 week at a time, mate.
Classic cliches, yeah, mate. I'm going to go with our man Muzz and his boys, the Bulldogs, mate. I think they've been really on the improve the last couple of weeks, starting to hit a run of form. And this one could, you know, realistically be the difference come the back end of the year on, you know, teams finishing fourth, fifth and sixth. There's a few sides really fighting for those spots. And so those two matches, that Singleton game and this one, both going to be very crucial for teams that really want to aim for those lower finals spots, mate.
Yeah, it is. Do you know how many teams make the semis in this competition?
I'm not sure, mate. It was four teams last year, but it was a much smaller competition. So I would think with 11 teams, they may go with five. But, I will have to see if we can get that confirmed. So I would think five and 11-team comp would be reasonable. But, yeah, as I said, they ran with four last year. So we might try and look into that and get clarification as we approach the midpoint of the season. The final game, mate, a little bit later, kickoff at number one sports ground, a 3 o'clock kickoff, Newcastle City hosting Nelson Bay. A bit like the Cardiff game, mate, I think this one might be a fair bit of one-way traffic and the winning margin might encroach onto triple digits.
Yeah, I tend to agree here, mate. I think City, you know, they're sitting in third for a reason and, yeah, I think I'm pretty confident they'll get their fifth win for the year, mate.
Mate, you're 100% right. City are sitting in third for a reason, and that reason is they've won more games than the teams below them and less than the teams above them.
That is correct, mate. You really hit the nail on the head there.
I'm here for the insight, mate. So, yeah, mate. So, a few split opinions this way, mate. Three games different. That doesn't happen often, so there must be some decent games on the table. So, plenty of footy action on Saturday. Make sure you get down to your local ground with games, you know, Gosford, Killarney Vale, Hillsborough, Singleton and Newcastle. Is a good spread, mate.
Certainly is, mate. Get out there. Support the boys.
Lovely, mate. Just having a quick rundown. I had a quick look at the leading goal scorers as they stand at the moment. Cardiff has the two leading goal scorers with Lachlan Price on 18 and Josh Murphy on 17. And Big Tim Ether at Gosford has been doing a cracking job up forward for them. He's got 17 as well. And I think Lennon from Cardiff might be on 16. They've really been sharing their goals around in their consistent winning run. That's probably enough Black Diamond AFL, mate. We might move on into the National Rugby League first before we get into the Newcastle stuff. Mate, the Knights a little bit disappointing last week. Probably should have taken advantage. Titans had two players in the bin and Knights couldn't get it done. They went down 26-33 for the Titans. Sammy with two tries, Copley, Don and AJ Brimson with tries. Michael Gordon, one of one conversion and one from one penalty goals. Ash Taylor, three from four conversions, one from two penalty goals and a field goal. The Knights, 26, Matty Atea, try, SASA, CO, Ponga, all tries. Brock Lamb, four from four conversions and a penalty goal. Mate, like I said, they probably should have had it won and just didn't take opportunity of their 20-minute window where they had an extra man.
Yeah, they probably should have, mate. I know reading some of the media and online, Coach Brown has really given them a rocket this week. They've had a few injuries obviously come out of the game too, but I think they're more concerning was the fact they were up and, didn't take their chance and, didn't get the chocolates, as they say, mate.
No, mate, I think they're still really missing Pearce, and there's a lot falling on young Kalyn Ponga's shoulders, but... look, mate, at this stage, they're starting to get on the drift a little bit and they're going to really need to turn things around. Pearce is still a number of weeks away, so, certainly need to start doing something. And, again, a change of the halves this week, which we'll get into in a minute. Might have a look at the round 12 action, starting with tomorrow night. The Broncos hosting the Parramatta Eels at Suncorp, mate. Parramatta Eels with a host of changes, the main one obviously being the reshuffle with Corey Norman named in the fullback jersey and Gutherson in the six.
Yeah, wow. Let's see if it'll turn their fortune around, mate. But I don't think it will. Broncos obviously will do it for their long-serving coach Bennett, mate, and I think they'll get the job done at home.
Yeah, it is game 800 for Wayne Bennett, mate. That's a fairly phenomenal statistic. I think I saw today this is his 32nd season coaching in the National Rugby League, ARL, New South Wales Rugby League, Super League, whatever competition name it's been under over the years. That's a pretty phenomenal statistic, so... congrats to Clint Eastwood on 800 games.
Yeah, shout out to the big man. He's still got 1 year to run, but there's a certain coach from Melbourne chasing him down, mate.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. We'll get into that in a minute after the games. But, I'm going to go to the Broncos as well there. Next up, mate, Friday night, the Raiders host Manly at GIO Stadium. The Raiders down a couple of players. Tapane out, suspended for... Geez, mate, it was a love tap. It was a bit of a bump. There was worse things on the weekend where people got less suspension and, or the same suspension. So, a bit hard done by old Joey Tapane, but Manly will be with... What's that, sorry, mate?
Joey Tapane, also known as Lewis McGeer.
I'm not sure what that's about, mate, but I'll let you run with that. Manly obviously will be out without Dylan Walker, but have named Trent Hodkinson in the starting six jersey. Back where it all began, mate. How do you see this one?
Yeah, Seagulls are... turned the tables the last couple of weeks, mate. They've been very impressive. They're bringing their fight tactics to all the games, and I really can't see them winning this week, though, mate. I think Chile Canberra will turn it on at 6 o'clock, and the Raiders, mate, they'll get the job done.
Yeah, I can vouch for being chilly down there, mate. I spent the last 3 days there, and it's been very fresh, getting down to sort of very low single digits overnight. So, mate, I'm going to go with the Raiders as well. I think that's a bit more of the heart than the head, but... look, they weren't too bad in the match out at Mudgee that I went to on Saturday, but on Sunday, sorry. But, if they can improve on that and turn it into an 80-minute effort, which they've really struggled to put on the paddock, they might have the class to outclass Manly. Next up, mate, your boys, the Storm, coming off the back of their loss to Manly. Living by the adage, we might have lost the game, but we won the fight. They head up to North Queensland after the Cowboys had a heartbreaker last week against South Sydney. How do you see this one, mate?
Potentially be the last time Smith and Thurston play each other in a club match too, mate. So there'll be plenty on the table. But
I'll be prepared to put my money that that's going to be the case, mate. Unless they, I can't see the Cowboys making the finals. Not from what they're sitting at the moment, 3-3-8.
Yeah, I think they've got a long season to go, mate. I don't think they'll make the semis, and I don't think they'll win this one, mate. Smith's back this week, and Kafusi and Wells an outside chance of Bromwich as well, mate. And I think they'll get the job done.
Mate, Bromwich should play. I hear that he trained well on Tuesday, got through the whole session. Just got to go through a light test tomorrow, and we'll be cleared to run, I believe. So that'll be a big boost for your boys.
And I'll
be tipping Melbourne in that one, mate. Next up, the Roosters. They host the Gold Coast Titans at Central Coast Stadium on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, mate. Might get into this one now. Dylan Napa playing. Mate, I really believe that he should have, sat out a week. I don't know whether sin-binning him at the time is the right option, but if you put yourself into a position, whether or not Sims moved or whatever, it doesn't matter. It was a reckless action. His head was the first point of contact, so yes, it is technically a head clash, but, mate, he had the arm tucked back. He was trying to rip him a new one with a shoulder with no arm contact, so either way, he's made contact high, and I really think that a bit stronger action should have been taken by the NRL match review panel.
Yeah, there's a lot of backpedalling at NRL headquarters this week, mate. Lots of spotlight on them, and, something should have maybe happened. I'd probably tend to agree. I didn't really honestly think at the time it was probably a, 10 minutes in the bin or a yellow card for us rugby lovers.
Yeah, but, mate, stop cross-pollinating, mate. Come on. It's just a sin bin, mate. Settle down.
just a sin bin. Yeah, he should have. Should have maybe avoided that, but on retrospect of after watching it and letting everything cool down, mate, I think he probably should have got something.
Yeah, mate. Like I said, if Joseph Tapanay gets one for shoulder charging a bloke, and the bloke happens to go a couple of metres over the sideline, and Curtis Scott gets 2 weeks for punching a bloke in the face, then it's got to be somewhere there. I don't know what's going on with the match review panel, but that's a whole other story, mate. I think the Roosters, they'll bounce back from their game against the Broncos this week and get it done at Gosford.
Yeah, mate, I agree. I think they will get it done. And I just don't think Mitch Orbison needs to celebrate any milestone matches anytime soon, mate, because he hasn't won one.
Yeah, there's plenty of blokes in those boats, mate, unfortunately, but we'll leave him to that. We might move on to the next one, mate, the Warriors with hooker Isaac Luke take on South Sydney Rabbitohs. Mate, the Rabbitohs are in pretty good form. They're on a bit of a run now. How do you see this one shaping up? Obviously, no SJ for the Warriors. How do you see it, mate?
Warriors were pretty okay last week against Parramatta.
Pretty okay. That's a resounding vote of confidence, that is.
Yeah, well, they got the chocolates, mate. Parramatta are terrible, but, mate, I think I can't go past the Rabbitohs at the moment. They're probably the form team of the comp, I reckon.
Yeah, mate.
Alongside Penrith, and, I'm going to go the Rabbitohs. Maybe in an upset, but I think they'll get it done.
I do love that when we got together for our power rankings, mate, you've said the Rabbitohs and the Panthers here are the form teams of the comp, but you have the Dragons at the top. So, no, that's excellent. But that's all right, mate.
They're at the top for a reason, mate.
Well, mate, if they're not the form team, then they're not. But anyway, that's a whole other story. Yeah, I certainly think South will get this one done, especially bit of news coming out today that Mason Lenoir is also in doubt. So Peter Hicku, after playing fullback last week, maybe pushed into the halves. Either that or possibly Tohu Harris. So be interesting to see what comes out there. The next one, mate, it's a top of the table clash. Not many people would have picked that at the midpoint of the season this would be a top of the table clash. I think I had these teams running 7th and 8th or 8th and 9th in my ladder. The Panthers host the Dragons out at Penrith Panthers Stadium Saturday night, 7:35. Mate, it should be a cracker. There's about a dozen blokes auditioning for Origin spots. And depending on whose team you look at, there could be as many as 9 or 10 of them picked.
Yeah, that's right, mate. I think Cleary last week on his return was fairly impressive. I think he will almost certainly be the 7 for New South Wales in a few weeks. And
yeah, well,
mate, I know Dragons are top of the power rankings at the moment, mate.
Well, they're not. They're not, mate. It's good to see you paying attention. The Panthers are top of the power rankings.
Oh well, I'm going to go with the Panthers, mate. Along with the Rabbitohs, they're probably the second most informed team of the comp, even though they're not top of my power rankings, and I think they'll get the chocolates done, mate.
Mate, I had the Panthers at the top of the power rankings as well. I think they've been the form team over the last few weeks. There's very little that separates these two. Look, I'm going to lean to the Panthers in a very close one, but I wouldn't be surprised either way in this game. I certainly think it'll be a cracker on Saturday night, and unless you've got some red-hot plans or a very hot date out there, you should be tuning into that one. Sunday afternoon, mate, the Knights host the Sharks at McDonald Jones Stadium. The Sharks, 5 in a row. They're slowly sneaking up on teams. They just seem to be doing enough to get it done each week, and I think that pattern will probably continue against a Knights side that's really battling to find a decent, consistent form line.
They certainly are, mate. They certainly are. They're back to one of their favourite time slots, Sunday afternoon. Beanie, I think they're selling beanies out the front somewhere.
Well, it is, it is Mark Hughes' brain cancer round. That's not just at the Knights game, mate. So certainly an opportunity to fundraise for a really good cause for brain cancer there. So anyone that is out at the footy or not, you can buy them online, etc. So make sure you get involved in that.
Mate, will you be at this game?
I will be at that game, mate. That is correct. I will be attending that one. That's my game for the weekend.
What are we up to, 35?
Nah, that'll be 32, mate, for the live sports matches for the year. So, been a little bit slow lately, and it's about to take the breaks even more as I head off on holidays in a bit over a week.
Yeah, nice, mate, nice. I'm going to agree, mate. I don't think the Knights will win. I think the Sharks will get it done with their old grub, Paul Gallen, leading from the front.
Yeah, mate. Well, again, we're in agreement on that one. Looks a lot like last week. We had all 8 tips the same last week and got 5 out of 8. Hopefully we can do a bit better this week. Final match of the round, mate. The Tigers host the Bulldogs. Sharon Woods heads back to take on the Tigers, and the grub Josh Reynolds returns to play his old club. So plenty of love to be shared around in this one.
Yeah, so Reynolds is playing, is he? Is he on the bench?
Yeah, he's been named, mate. That's correct, yes.
Oh, 15, nice. Yeah, the Dogs are pathetic, mate, and I'm going to pick the Tigers.
Tell us what you really think, mate. There is a few bright lights there for the Dogs, but obviously they've lost Josh Morris this week. I think John Oliver's been named in the centres. So very interesting. Keep an eye out for that young Reece Martin. He's been a standout for them, and they welcome Faitala Mariner back, but I don't think it'll be enough. I think the Tigers with a few ins, Mahe's back in, Lola Hia's back at fullback, there was another one as well. Robbie Rockout dropped out of the side, so plenty of changes there at the Tigers, but I think they'll still be too strong for the Bulldogs. So that's 8 games in common again this week, mate. 2 weeks in a row, unheard of.
Shout out the old man Ziggy, mate. He's got the Channel 9 game on Thursday night, the Broncos and the Eels.
Mate, he's the main man, mate. If he doesn't have the NRL Grand Final, there needs to be an investigation.
Certainly does, mate. Certainly does. He's been outstanding.
So, hang on, Broncos versus the Eels. Who's the head referee there, mate?
That is Ashley Klein.
Oh, that's all right. All the anti-Broncos people will be glad that Jared Sutton hasn't gotten them, mate. So. Blown up about they've won 15 games under him at Suncorp. So
you'll see Jared Sutton in action on Saturday night, mate, the Panthers versus the Dragons.
He's the top referee at the moment. That's why he's got the main game. But, I did have to laugh. These people saying, they've won 15 games. I'd love to see the stats on the Broncos over that period of time, how many games they've played at Suncorp, and I reckon they'd have an 80%+ win record irrespective of the referee. So people need to probably pull their heads in on that and think better than... I mean, at the end of the day, you're accusing the referee of cheating by doing that. So I think Jared Sutton's certainly got better things to do with his time.
Certainly does, mate. He certainly does. I'm sure he doesn't sit there and give Wayne Bennett a call every week and ask him how he wants the game to be played.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. So moving on, we might jump into... we'll use that as a segue. Wayne Bennett, the Craig Bellamy saga, mate. I see today Craig Bellamy's come out and said... If he makes a decision, it won't be doing another year at the Storm and then moving on. He will be making a decision to either leave or stay at the Storm at the end of this year. So he'll either sign a long-term deal at the Storm for a few years or he'll leave the Storm at the end of this year. Not to say that he will go directly to the Broncos. He's not averse to having a year off. So how's this going to play out, mate?
Well, I think the bye round next week's probably come at the right time with obviously all the speculation coming out. I think he's a man of his word. He's been at Melbourne 16 years and he's probably achieved everything he can down there, but that's mate. Not to say he can't
come on, get off the fence, put your hat on. You're Craig Bellamy, what are you doing?
I think he would have rather the story not come out. So
no, I'm not talking about the story. I'm talking about what are you doing, what's your decision, where are you going?
He's staying, mate.
Another 3 years at the Storm. I think he'll have 2019 off and will be the Brisbane Broncos coach from 2020. And the Melbourne Storm will either be coached by Michael Maguire or assistant coach Adam O'Brien in 2019 and on.
Or Cameron Smith.
No, mate. That won't happen. But Cameron Smith.
Michael Maguire, isn't he the New Zealand coach?
Yes, mate. What's your point?
Well, he can't do two at once, mate. Kevvy Walters couldn't do it.
Wayne Bennett's doing it, mate. And I'm not saying they don't necessarily do two jobs at once, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's a one-year contract that he ends up seeing out with New Zealand, and then they'll find a new coach the year after.
Yeah.
Finally, mate, the Biff was brought back last weekend. Dylan Walker. Settle down, mate. I did have to laugh. Dylan Walker, I don't know if you saw, I think it was on his Instagram story. He came out and said, talk shit, well, get hit, well played, sir, to Curtis Scott. So at least you can have a bit of a chuckle about it. At the end of the day, mate, what are your thoughts on it? You like the Biff being back? You don't like the Biff being back?
I think NRL has enough drama in their life, mate, than this sort of stuff. I think they need to get rid of it and they need to be a bit harsher, I reckon, especially on the instigators.
Mate, settle down. It's not netball.
Sitting there giving dog fall, they deserve everything they get, mate. Oh, no, four weeks and Scott should be able to play if that's the case.
No, that's nonsense. You're condoning people retaliating. Are you going to do that on the weekend in your rugby union game?
Mate, I'll just referee it how I see it, mate.
So that's what I'm saying, mate. Answer the question. If someone punches, if I'm out there on the weekend, you know, you're refereeing quality Friday night, fourth grade in a couple of weeks or something, and I smack a bloke in the mouth, and then he smacks me back, and then I smack him again, and then he smacks me, and then a couple other blokes run in and they throw punches, what's going to happen? We're all going to have a little... We're all going to sit down?
Those two guys will probably get yellow, and anyone in after that will get a red, mate. That's the protocol.
Mate, so that's the exact opposite of what you just said. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. Doesn't matter. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't let people off just because they're retaliating and they're wearing purple jerseys.
Inconsistent, mate.
Yeah, you are inconsistent. You're correct. Mate, I love it. I think it's great, but I very rarely say this, and you may as well get lucky it's on record because I probably won't say it again. I agree with Dally Cherry Evans. Mate, talking nonsense is part of rugby league. It has been for years, but at the end of the day, you need to be prepared to cop the consequences, just like Curtis Scott needs to cop the consequences of his actions. So I think everything that's come out of it in the wash is pretty fair. Dylan Walker, I mean, you can't really suspend him for what happened there. And again, if you did, it wouldn't have any achievement anyway because he's got 6 weeks out with a fractured eye socket. So I'm pretty happy with the end result of all of that. The only issue I have is all the peanuts coming out on Twitter and saying, oh, you know, Dylan Walker's out for 6 weeks, Curtis Scott should be out for 6 weeks. At the end of the day, if he punches someone else in the face, if he punches Dylan Napa, who's clearly got a rock head, he probably breaks his hand and doesn't have any influence on Dylan Napa. Does that mean that he gets to play the next week? He doesn't get suspended? Injury shouldn't be taken into account at the end of the day, mate. It should just be based on the action. And, I mean, otherwise, Jordan McLean would have never played footy again because Alex McKinnon can't. Like, where do you draw the line?
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right there, mate. I think, yeah, you just got to look at it, review it, and then, yeah, they've obviously got a set of procedures in place, you would think, and there's a level of, obviously, what people need to receive, and I think irrespective of what happens to the person, it's just going to be case by case, mate. Follow your set of rules or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. Needs to be consistent in that regard. It's the one word we keep using with the NRL. We'd love some consistency. Final one, mate, and we'll try and keep it as short as we can. Origin. Anyone that's popped up that you think's changed in regards to what we spoke about last week? I see there was a lot of mail coming that they reckon that Freddie Fittler's leaning towards Keary and Maloney as his halves combination.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. You know, I've probably said it since the start. I think we've had a lot of conversation about it off air, mate. I think Cleary's doing all the right stuff. Keary's obviously been solid without being too outstanding at the Roosters. But, you know, I'm probably right with your man, what you said last week, mate. Peachy's, I reckon, firming for a bench spot utility, mate. He's playing really well. I agree, mate.
I agree. McInnes and Cook both playing really well, but very hard to see picking both of them. I'm not necessarily a huge Tyrone Peachy fan, but I think that he's playing well enough that he might get picked. This weekend will be a very good test to see how he goes there. And he just adds a bit more versatility. I did see last night, I watched that Queenslanders only, I did see Justin Hodges and Mal Meninga throw up Offa Hengawi off the bench for Queensland, which I was very surprised by. And the big smoky, obviously Josh Maguire, been named in the extended squad for the Broncos. But the mail I'm getting is that he will not play this week, which won't leave him enough time to prove his fitness. But it'll be interesting to see whether they may still go with him, just based on the old policy that they've got of picking... True, and in which case Jai Arrow is probably not a bench player, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of... They've got Matt Scott as named for the Cowboys. I thought he was out.
Yeah, there was medial damage, but yeah, I'm not too sure. I haven't heard any more. I saw his name, so it'd be interesting to see. But at the end of the day, I don't see too much change from those spines that we picked last week. Yeah, I think it'll be very similar to that, and that might probably do us. We might move along. We'll probably talk enough about Origin for 1 week. We'll get it go a bit more in depth next week once we know more.
Yeah, mate.
Sounds good. Mate, we'll move along to the Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League. The competition resumed after their bye weekend, the weekend before. The A-grade competition, mate. Cardiff, first game up, Cardiff 20, Shortland 38. Hey, the Devils, they're making some noise there and starting to really move their way up the ladder. Mate, with a spine that's got former Newcastle Rugby League players Matt Redman and at fullback and Chris Marlborough at hooker, and then Newcastle and Hunter Rugby League A grader. Stalwart, he's been at a few clubs, but Richie LeBrock, an absolute superstar at 5'8", and former Queensland Cup player Tyrone Pearson at halfback. You'd expect them to be pretty strong.
Yeah, mate. You know, I think you've been hot on these guys the last couple of weeks, and they've come to the party, mate. So I wouldn't be surprised whether them and possibly is it the boys out of Belmont, mate, top two, I reckon.
Well, mate, the boys out of Belmont, they had a loss on the weekend, mate. 24-26, they went down to Raymond Terrace. A big inclusion for Belmont South on the weekend was Jacob Briggs, brother of Scott, Isaac and Randall, that are playing first grade out at Macquarie. Jacob, an ex-first grader himself out at the Scorps, a very handy player, but getting on into the mid-30s now. He got a try for his efforts, but the Raymond Terrace Magpies too strong, mate, and a bit of an upset.
Yeah, it is. Where's Raymond Terrace sitting at the moment, mate?
I think that sees them sitting, I think that moves them up to about fourth. It's very, very close now. I think Dora Creek's the only undefeated side who we'll get onto in a sec, mate, so there's not too much separating any of the teams, and the regrade also, which we'll get into in a minute, adds a bit of mystery and interest to that, because a team went down, a team came up out of A grade, so...
So if the teams go down...
They carry their points.
...comes up, do they keep their same amount
of points? Yeah, they do, mate, that's correct.
Yeah, right, that's good. I suppose that's a good idea, especially with, was it Dudley?
Yeah, we'll get, really like I said, mate, we'll get onto it in a second. We'll run through the games first before we jump onto that. Fingal Bay, mate, 40, they beat Katara, which was probably... I mean, it wasn't a huge upset, but it was a big result, mate. So it was 16-6 at half-time, and Fingal Bay in the second half, in a window of about 20 minutes, put on four tries and just broke the spirit of Katara. They got a late try to add a little bit more respect to the scoreline. Nathan Dover from Fingal got a double. Big Rob Bryan, he's the first nominee for the Sportscastle Man of the Week. He got a try and six goals. For a nice little 16-point outing. So they outscored Katara on an individual basis. So, mate, good to see the boys in the second division putting their hand up for the Man of the Week award.
Yeah, it certainly is, mate. And, you know, plenty of punters out there are really trying to get on board with the lower division league in Newcastle, mate. So we're just giving the people what they want. And I know Muzz and the boys out at Katara Touch will be very disappointed after that loss on the weekend, mate.
Yeah, they will be, mate. But they'll live to fight another day under the tutelage of Andrew Boo Taylor and... with former Souths and Lakes player Lee Abel in the halves for him. The final game of the round, mate, was Dora Creek, the top of the table, Dora Creek, hosting Dudley. Dora Creek managed to win that one on forfeit. Dudley couldn't field a side out there. So that's a little bit disappointing, and that leads me into the next bit, mate. Dudley have made their way from A grade down to B grade, and they will play their first game B grade on Friday night as the Bar TV game, mate, against Wallsend Maryland out at Dudley Oval. So... that should be a cracker.
Will they turn up?
Yeah, they'll turn up, mate. They'll be happy in B grade, back where they need to be. And Wallsend Maryland coming off a good win on the weekend as well. But to replace Dudley up in A grade, we see Stockton. We talked about them a couple of weeks ago, mate, when we did the B grade wrap. They got Desi Bauer and a handful of the Tupo boys.
Mayfield East.
Yeah, so mate, they'll move up, and we'll get into who they play next week. Or this weekend in a sec, mate, when we go through the A-grade fixtures. In other moves, mate, Dungog have gone down from B-grade into C-grade. They only managed to get one draw out of their last 3 weeks, which was against a depleted uni side last weekend. So they'll take on Swansea down at Parbury Oval on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Nice little road trip from Dungog to Swansea, mate.
Yeah.
And they might not get home till Monday. What was that, mate?
I said get on board. I think I have to make a weekend of it.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. You love these weekends of it with a local sport. Another one that's dropped down, Cardiff have gone down from C grade to the Southern Pool of D grade. That's a Cardiff second team, of course. They do have a team in the A grade. And they'll take on Wongee at 3 o'clock on Saturday out at Cardiff. And the big movers, mate, Woodbury, they were in the D grade South Pool. They've moved up to B grade after two massive wins and a bye. And they'll take on Kersley at 3 p.m. on Saturday at Jeffrey Park at Kersley. A bit of controversy came out of Woodbury's game last week, mate. From what I can piece together from the footage I've seen, it made NBN. There was a bit of a verbal battle between a punter, shall we call him, and a player. The punters then come onto the field and then had a bit of a crack at the player, had a swing, and the players then smacked the one, put him on his ass, and both the player and the punter have been suspended pending a hearing from attending or involvement in any rugby league matters, whether that's attending a game, playing, coaching, refereeing, any of the above. So not a great look for the game, mate, but hopefully we can all move on. But my short opinion on it is if a bloke wants to spray a player, that's one thing. You pay your entry fee or not, depending on the ground. But, you know, you turn up, feel free to throw some banter. I'm not sure whether or not it went beyond the line, but once he steps into that field and has a throw at the player, I've got no qualms with the player smacking him one back. I mean, by the letter of the law, it's not the right thing, but if a bloke's going to come into the field of play and throw one at you, that's very different to just two players punching on, mate. That's a whole new level. He's come on there and you've got to defend yourself in that regard. That's, I mean, it based on the footage, mate, I would think the police may end up involved in this one, and certainly think that the punter involved should be in some strife, because at the end of the day, not being able to fight is not a defence against starting one.
Yeah, mate, you're right. I think, the players go and play, the spectators go and spectate, mate, and a bit like some of the scenes in the A-League a few weeks ago, you just got to, fair enough, go on, hurl a bit of abuse,
hurl a bit of banter, you know. Mate. You and I have both refereed a lot, and we've heard some funny things in our time. I've also heard some pretty ordinary things. I've been fortunate that it's never been too personal for me from the crowd in that regard, but... come down, have a bit of banter, have a bit of a sledge. I don't even mind if within the bounds of, what's not dissent, I don't mind if the players in, especially the second division and that lower stuff, throw a couple of lines back at breaks in play or whatever. But if it gets personal and involves other people that aren't there, et cetera, and families, I'm not to say this one was, but that's when it's gone too far. So within the bounds of it, at the end of the day, we all love a good bit of banter and a bit of footy. And if it's, something everyone can have a chuckle at, and there's plenty of funny things you can say, you don't have to be like rude or... absolutely, vulgar with these things.
Yeah, that's right, mate.
And finally, it never needs to escalate to that sort of level. So hopefully we don't see any more of this nonsense after a couple of incidents early in the season. Just wrapping up the second division, mate, this weekend's games. Saturday, 3 o'clock, your boys Katara will face Belmont South over at Hudson Oval, mate. The Bunnies, they will be smarting. They didn't have Captain Coach Kate Snowden on board last week. Not sure if he'll play this week. But, you'd be a brave man to back against them, bouncing back against Katara.
Yeah, mate, I think you're right. I think, Bears will be smarting after last week, but I think they're coming up against a very strong opposition, mate. And I think Belmont, they'll be there or thereabouts come the great time of the season.
Yeah, mate, certainly one to get down to if people are floating around on Saturday, because the banter that we're just talking about between... Chris Snowden, father of Cade, and part of the coaching staff and helping out there at Belmont South, and Andrew Boo Taylor have known each other for a long time, are involved with each other on and off the field, and there will be no love lost between these two sides, mate, so there'll be some entertaining chat undoubtedly probably on the sideline on the weekend. Next up, mate, Raymond Terrace, fresh off that win, they'll host Cardiff. Mate, this promises to be a great one. I'm really looking forward to the battle of seasoned front row veteran Brooke Roach from Raymond Terrace coming up against young buck Jason Sabin from Cardiff. Savo is known for running 100 miles an hour and would run through a brick wall, and Brooke Roach is a bit more of an old school smarter prop, but certainly doesn't lack anything when it comes to front on confrontation either. So this promises to be a cracker, mate. Who are you tipping here up at the Terrace?
Mate, I can't go past the home team, mate. I think they're going to come into their own this week.
Yeah, I agree, mate. The final game on Saturday, mate, sees the top of the table battle as the Shorty Devils on a good run come up against Dora Creek. Mate, this promises to be an absolute cracker.
Yeah, mate, from all the things you've told me about Dora Creek, mate, I think them and probably Belmont are going to be there or thereabouts with the Shorty Devils. So, I think they're on a bit of a run. Obviously, they'll be disappointed that they had the forfeit last week against Dudley, but, still got to win, I suppose. And, yep, mate, I'm going to stick with them and think Dora Creek will get the job done this weekend.
Mate, I'm going to go with Shortland. I think the fact that Dora Creek haven't had a game in, it'll be 3 weeks by the time they kick off on Saturday with the rep weekend and then the bye last week or the forfeit last weekend, I think that's going to hurt them. Shorty would be better for the run last week. They had a good win against a solid Cardiff side. And, I certainly think Shortland might get the job done and may even sneak into top spot. It'll come down to four and against, I think. Final match of the round, mate, we'll get the first look at the Stockton Sharks in A grade. They will host the Fingal Bay Bombies at Lynn Oval at Stockton, a venue you'd know, mate. You would have played cricket there a few times. And a cracking field Sunday afternoon, as I believe the Griffins use it on a Saturday. Mate, this should be good. Two big physical sides going at each other. Be interesting to see.
Yeah, as you like to say, it's probably as close as you're going to get to a local derby in the A grade, I'd imagine.
Yeah, certainly will be one of, yeah.
Yeah, I think Stockton will, they might take a couple of weeks to find their feet, mate. So I'm going to go with the away team in this game.
So you're going with Fingal Bay there, lovely, mate. I'm going to go to Stockton, mate. Our boys, Desi Bauer and Benny Toops, mate. Two big bullocking runners, mate. Looking forward to seeing how this one pans out. It'll give us a real test of where Stockton sit. So, mate, plenty of good venues there. As you say, there's probably a few opportunities for local derbies now with the makeup of that competition, mate. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes going forward. But that's probably all for the Newcastle Hunter Rugby League, mate. We might move on to Group 21 with our mates Troy Lowry and Air Relax Australia. Mate, some big scorelines on the weekend. I think the winning margins, 34, 34 and 46. So by a quick count, mate, that's an average winning margin of about 38. So, yeah, I think we tipped them all. So Denman 14 went down to Aberdeen 48 at home. Musselbrook 38, 4 winners over Troy's Greta Brankston Colts. And Scone 46-0 winners, shutting out the Singleton Greyhounds, mate. The Thoroughbreds there way too strong. That sees Aberdeen and Scone still equal top on 10. Musselbrook with a game in hand on 8. Denman on 4, Singo on 1, and Greta Brankston on 1. With that game in hand, I'd certainly think Musselbrook will probably get the job done on Denman. So equivalently, you've pretty much got three sides all sitting on 10 with a 3-game gap back to fourth place.
Yeah, it's very much divided, this competition at the moment, mate.
The haves and the have-nots.
Yeah, like, you know, Denman's done okay. They've had a couple of wins, obviously, against the teams below them. But, Singleton and Greta, they're really going to have to pull their socks up if they want to get back into this competition, mate. But I just can't see it happening at the moment.
No, mate, it doesn't look like that will be the case. It'll be an interesting test this week. And the first one will probably be an opportunity for both these sides that, you know, either Denman travel up to Singleton, up to Pertec Park there. And, mate, if Denman win this one, it's pretty much almost, you know, sounds silly this early in the season, but it almost locks up the top four for the finals.
Yeah, I think you're right, mate. I think Denman, although it's a big, not a huge travel, but it's still a travel. I think they'll get it done, mate, and I think the lead will keep on growing back to fifth spot.
Yeah, mate, I agree. I think Denman will get this one done. I'd love to tip Singo to get a win and, you know, add a bit of life to that battle for fourth. I hope that could be the case, and I'd be happy to be wrong there. But, yeah, I think the Denman Devils will be too strong here. Next up, mate, Aberdeen. They host Musselbrook up at McKinnon Field there. This one promises to be an absolute cracker. Match of the round, mate.
Aberdeen-Musselbrook, yeah. Not much splitting them, mate, other than the one win. But obviously, as you said, Musselbrook have got the catch-up game to come. Aberdeen are top for a reason, mate, and they're at home. So I'm going to stick with them this week based on that.
Yeah, lovely, mate. First time these guys met earlier in the year, Aberdeen did get the win to avenge last year's grand final loss. Since then, Musselbrook have done nothing but build momentum, and they're getting more impressive by the week. I think Musselbrook, the Rams, will be too strong. Will get the win on the road here at McKinnon Field. Final match of the round, mate. Troy's boys, the Colts, they host the Thoroughbreds in the Battle of the Horses. Mate, I can't see much more than a bit more misery for the Greta Brankston lads.
Yeah, mate, I think Troy will be working overtime with those air leg compressors that he's got, and yeah, I just think Scone are going to be way too strong in this one, mate.
Yeah, I agree, mate. I wouldn't be surprised if they even maybe crack the half ton here.
I did see something interesting, mate, on the Group 21 webpage. You can actually go in there and predict the scores you think that will happen for the weekend's game.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do that on most of the comps now with the Sporting Pulse software, mate. It's a good little feature.
Yeah, I'd never seen it before. I must be behind the times.
Yeah, mate, that doesn't surprise me at all. I'll leave it at that. But yeah, plenty of action there. Again, thanks to Aerolax. Get around Group 21 if you're up that way of the Hunter, especially if you can find your way to Aberdeen and catch the Tigers versus the Rams in the match of the round. Next up, mate, we might jump into the real NRL. Thanks to our friends at the Rugby League Academy, West Coach Matty Lantry running the show over there. We had the weekend off last week, just a couple of catch-up lower grade games on Friday night. Mate, the competition, it's pretty open at the moment. Only two wins separate first and last. And yeah, as we've seen so far, on their day, anyone can win. Jumping into this week's games, all four games on Saturday this week, mate.
Wow. Yeah, well, so where are you going to go, mate?
I've got plans on Saturday, unfortunately, so I won't be getting any local footy. I'll save myself for Sunday.
Nelson Bay.
No, I won't be in Nelson Bay. Anyway, moving on. First up, mate, we've got West hosting Maitland. It's almost first versus last, but at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised to see either side win it.
Yeah, mate. I think you can realistically flip a coin on every one of these games this week, mate.
Is that how you've been doing your tips?
Anyone that wins, it'll be a surprise. But, mate, as much as you probably don't think I'm going to say it, but I think Wes are going to win this weekend, mate, and get their second win of the year.
Yeah, mate. Funnily enough, I've also gone with Wes this week.
Oh, I thought I would have got you there.
No, I've also gone with Wes. I think off the break, they'll be ready to go. At the end of the day, if they lose this one and a couple of other results go the wrong way for them, they could find themselves sitting, a good two games out of those top couple of spots, maybe even three games away, and two full wins plus four and against points out of the semis, which in a competition this close is going to start becoming hard to claw back as we, we're coming into the point now where this will be about a third of the way through the season, so they're really going to need to pull their finger out. Next up, mate, the local derby, Lakes hosts Central down at Carl Oval. An out for Central. Matty Baker's busted his hand, but a very familiar name makes his way into first grade. A familiar surname, the son of former Lakes junior Paul Harrigan. Luke Harrigan coming into the first grade side in the front row.
Yeah, nice, mate, nice. I think on the early season prediction, Lakes are probably surprising a few teams. And, back at home, bit of a derby. Yeah, I'm going to go my boys, Lakes, to get the job done, mate.
Your boys, Lakes, eh? I didn't even know that. There you go. Mate, I'm going to go with the Butcher boys. They're starting to hit their straps and they've got an absolutely red-hot side on paper. So I think Barney's got them switched on and bouncing along. So that's the second...
on paper, mate.
What's that, sorry?
You don't win comps on paper.
Well, mate, that's exactly right. But at the end of the day, they're not just doing it on paper at the moment, and that's why they're sitting in the top four and Lakes aren't.
Oh, percentages.
Four and against, mate. Four and against. But yes, that's exactly right, mate. But that can be the difference at the end of the season. Mate, next up, Curry and Macquarie in a battle of two of the sides that sit atop the ladder. Mate, also sees the two leading try scorers in the competition come together. Matty Simon on the pick and sting, the wing for Macquarie, and Reid Ulchin, the young second rower from Curry. Not often you see a second rower sitting with five tries after four games, mate, but he's knocking down some doors and playing really well. I think he's only about 19 or 20, young Reid, so going the right way about it.
Is that a brother of the referee?
What are you talking about, mate?
Is that Ulchin?
Ulchin.
Oh, not Ultram. Sorry,
no, mate,
my bad.
Couldn't hear you at the Regan Tanner studio, mate. Back in your cage, mate. I thought it was the people up this way were meant to be a bit slower, but obviously it's the Waratahites.
Yeah, I think that's right, mate. Is it Curry? They're back at the graveyard, mate.
That's correct, mate. 3:30.
I think Macquarie had a few outs last game and
that was
a shock loss.
I think they'll welcome back maybe one or two of those, but not all of them are back from my understanding, but I was yet to get confirmation on those. So,
I think that week off probably coming at a good time for them, mate, I think. And with that, I am not going to pick them. I'm going to go with Curry.
Mate, I've ummed and ahed on this one, but I'm going to go with my mate Adam and back in to get over the show favourite, Jade Paskey-Porter. Over the Scorps here, mate, so... Split on a couple of them here. Final one, mate. Battle of two of the cellar dwellers, almost. Cessnock hosting South, mate. This is probably a crucial one because the winner will see themselves nudge up onto that top four and the loser may find themselves locked into last place depending on other results. This game is at 4:30, not at 3:30 due to the Knights jersey flag playing as the immediate curtain raiser before the game at 3 p.m. Up there at Cessnock Sports Ground or Baddeley Park. And a shout out to Brendan Halad from the Goannas, mate. 150 games for the club, mate. Joins an elite list and gains some life membership of the club.
Yeah, nice, mate. That's a good effort in the real NRL, mate.
Especially considering good old Brendan spent a few weeks on the sideline with injuries and suspension in his time. He plays the game fairly hard and close to the line, but is physical and he's the sort of bloke that brings the crowds back, mate.
Certainly does, mate. He's always a fan favourite out of Cessnock. Mate, Cessnock, we're talking about teams on paper, mate. Cessnock should be bloody top of the table, but they're not doing too much at the moment.
No, mate.
And I think South, they got a win last game, so they'll have their tails up. But, mate, I'm going to go the home side, which will make it four. For me, four home teams this week will all win, in my opinion.
Yeah, mate, I'm going to go with the Goeys as well, mate, to beat the Lions. I'd love to have a dollar for every time you say, I'll go the home team. I'd be able to run a mint. But
well, the podcast would actually be making some money for a change.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. With lucky we're not a video, we'd have to pay people to watch, mate. Heads like ours. Might move on from the real NRL, mate. We're starting to get fairly long in the tooth here, so we'll jump into the FFA Cup. I'm just going to fire through these really quickly. The draws come out for the next round. It sees Edgeworth and Hamilton battle, Adamstown and Broadmeadow. Port United from up Port Macquarie, they'll take on Lambton and Bowambi from just out of Coffs. They'll take on Charlestown City. Those games will all be played back to back to back at Lake Macquarie Regional Football Facility out there at Spears Point on Saturday the 9th. Depending on results, if either of the North Coast sides win, their matches will be played on either the Sunday or the Monday. I think they're aiming for the Monday. If it's all NPL teams that win, then they'll go through and play mid-week, mate. So we'll have a bit more of a look at those games next week. I believe you want to touch on Roy O'Donovan quickly, mate.
Yeah, mate, the big drama. I think we were waiting the decision last week when we went to air.
Correct.
It's come out Friday. You've got 10 matches, and I believe the Jets have already submitted a appeal because it's a joke. You shouldn't have got any more than 4 weeks. So.
They have, mate. So I guess we'll just wait and see now how that appeal pans out. But, yeah, 10 weeks is extravagant, might be the nicest way of putting it. So I guess we'll wait and see. I still stand by my question of can he, because it's 10 FFA Cup or A-League matches, I wonder if he can go and register for, you know, Edgeworth and maybe pick up a couple of games off his suspension by doing it that way. That'd be a nice little loophole, wouldn't it?
Certainly would. One of the Melbourne teams.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. All right, jumping on to the NPL. We're starting to creep up onto the hour mark already, so we might keep moving. Results from the weekend, mate. Lake Macquarie, 0. Edgeworth, 2. Don Bazzari in the 22nd, followed by James Burns in the 55th. A good win for Edgeworth. It sees them lift up into that equal lead on the ladder.
Yeah, mate. They got a bit of confidence from the FFA Cup the week before as well. Obviously,
yes, resting
right. Their blokes for that. Yeah, up the top of the table, mate. And
it's neck and neck.
All things going well.
Exactly right, mate. Next up, mate, Valentine and Adamstown. The Rosebuds got a 2-1 win on the road. All the scoring was early, mate. Christian Kershaw with an absolute screamer. I don't know if you've seen this one yet. He's out wide on the right, popped it across. It looked like a sliced cross, but he's nailed it into the top right-hand postage stamp, literally in the top corner. Goalkeeper Ben Kelly couldn't do anything about it. Adamstown, however, responded with 2 goals to Luke Maloney in the 10th and the 23rd to get away with the win. Next up, mate, the Jaffers, they got a win on the road. Mate, this was an ex-A-League players bonanza. Maitland went down 3-2 to the Jaffers, but goals in the 21st and 45th minute to Braden Crowley, the 40th minute to Ryan Griffiths, and then Maitland with a couple of second-half goals, but it wasn't enough. Matt Cormerford, 57th minute, and former Jet Matty Thompson, mate, in the 80th, coming scoring from down back. So three former A-League stars scoring in that one, mate, making it worth the price of admission alone.
Yeah, it certainly is, mate. There's a good splattering of former superstars in this comp, mate, and Landon obviously have a few. And
some of them you may even want to rate as still current superstars, mate, the way they're playing. Ryan Griffiths, mate, some of the highlights I've seen from him this year, he's still got the magic touch, mate. He wouldn't look out of place in, he'd certainly get a run for the Mariners.
Yeah, he'll get a run for the Jets, mate. They're looking for a striker.
Yeah, I don't know about that, mate. But, yeah, as you said, plenty of talent. Final game in the round, mate, the match of the round we earmarked as last week, and Broadmeadow 4, Hamilton 2. James Vigili opened the scoring in the 30th with a penalty. Carl Bradbury then scored in the 46th minute. Hamilton then got two goals back in the 53rd and 62nd. Vigili, goal of the week, mate. He scored his second goal in the 61st. Matt Hull down the flank, crossed the ball across really well, sliced across to Dino Fadjevic, who just played the ball in behind, and Vigili then came in and slotted it past the keeper. It was a cracker. Worth jumping onto Bar TV's YouTube channel to check that one out. And then Bradbury with another in the 77th minute. Those goals see both of them sit equal leader on the goal scorers board with 8 goals each. Just to mention as well, our mate Simon Mooney, who got Man of the Week a couple of weeks ago, and Scott Pettit both picked up their yellow cards again there, which sees them both miss next week's game against Western, mate. That's a big blow.
Certainly, especially when they're scoring goals for fun, mate. But, James Vigili, a couple of weeks out with a dodgy arm or wrist or whatever it was a couple of weeks back, but he's back to his best, mate. And
certainly
obviously,
is.
I think we've touched before, he's probably still young enough to get another crack of the A-League, and he's showing people why.
Yeah, mate, there's a few of them running around, that I, like himself and Mitch Oxborough there, that wouldn't look out of place in the A-League. But
Bradbury's not very old either. He was in the Jets system a few years ago, I believe, too.
I'm of the understanding, though, that he's resigned himself with, I don't know whether it's career focus or family or what it is, but he's quite happy just to play in the NPL, but I could be mistaken. That was just a conversation I picked up from someone else. I might jump into round 11, mate. The first game off, Saturday 2:30, Lambton host Lake Macquarie. Mate, the Roosters, they're struggling at the moment. I can't see any other results but a Jaffa's win here.
Yeah, Jaffa's by how many, mate?
Yeah, exactly right, mate. Next one, mate. Bit of a novelty time slot this one, mate. Saturday 5 o'clock at Jack McLaughlin Oval. Edgeworth host Cellar Dwellers Valentine, mate.
Yeah, Edgeworth. Tails up, mate, riding high in every competition they're in, and I think they'll get this done by about 4 goals.
By 4 goals, mate. You've called a big win there. That's, certainly not what I was going to go with. I think Edgeworth will certainly win it, but good to see the new keeper, John Lowe, coming in the last couple of games and really playing really well as well. I think Edgeworth will be the winners here. Next up, mate, one of our other leaders in the competition, Charlestown City, fresh off the bye, host the Jets Use on Sunday at 2:30 at Lyle Cart Oval in Whitebridge.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the Jets recover from their little overseas trip they had on the weekend, mate.
Exactly and right, mate.
I think Charlestown have been chugging along all right, mate, and I think they'll want to get back in the winner's circle, and I think they'll get it done by a couple here, mate.
Yeah, lovely, mate. I'll be going the Blues as well. Lubo's boys. Next up, mate, Magic host Maitland in probably the match of the round for mine. 2:30 at Magic Park on Sunday. How do you see this one shaping up?
Yeah, mate, I'm backing our man, James Vigili. I think he'll get a hat-trick this week, and it'll be 4-2 to Broadmeadow.
Just repeating last week's scoreline, you reckon? Yeah. Look, I think Maitland will offer a bit more of a challenge for them than Hamilton did. But in saying that, I agree with you. And I'll be going Magic to get this one done. Final match of the round, mate. Western host a Mooney and Petitless Hamilton Olympic at Rockwell Automation Park there in Western. Again, Sunday, 2:30. Who's your tip here, mate?
I think our man, Mr. Cooper, will be back from his trip as well for this one, mate. But I'm going to go draw in this one.
Yeah, mate, I'm going to tip the draw as well. I think it might be a 2-2 draw. So we've tipped all 5 the same. 4 home teams and a draw, mate. Adamstown Rosebuds do have the bye, and that will see the completion of the first complete round of the competition, which will get us to the halfway point. So plenty to see there, mate. And we might move on from there. Jump in. I'm going to go a quick run through of the, as promised last week, the new FM Division 1. Mate, so we'll just run through the ladder. Cooks Hill, they're sitting on 21 points atop the ladder. Singleton Strikers in 17. They do have a game in hand on everyone. They'll have a bye this weekend. Thornton, they're on 16 next up. South Cardiff, 14. Westie, 13. Cessnock and Walls End on 12. Belmont Swansea on 9. Cahiva and Toronto Awaba on 8. And New Lambton on 6. Interesting to see, mate. A real spattering of it wasn't the NPL in those days, but Premier League teams. I think we've seen South Cardiff, Westie, and Toronto Awaba all in recent years in the top division, but none of them sitting any higher than fourth.
Yeah, mate, I think it's a good competition down there because obviously you've got your three-year window that you get your license for the different grades, but yep. Obviously they're all vying for promotion, but yeah, I suppose it's probably similar to the top tier, mate. It's a good competition. There's lots of good players running around, and yeah, anyone can win on any given day, mate.
Exactly right, mate. Just on that, Cooks Hill, they've only dropped two games this year, so their two losses have been against Thornton in round four and South Cardiff in round six. So, but they did get the win over fellow top-tier side there, Singleton, 5-0 in round two, mate. So a bit of a gap between the top two. Thornton there, only loss this year has been to lowly Cahiba, mate, Andre Gumprecht's men.
Nice.
And New Lambton, a sole win against Toronto, 5-4 a couple of weeks ago. Just a couple of notes, mate. Cooks Hill really hitting form at the moment. Their last... since their last loss, which, as I said, was back in round six, in their last three matches they've played, they've won by an aggregate score of 10-2, so really starting to hit their straps, and they've got a four-point gap there over Singleton, and Singleton have the bye this weekend, so essentially probably have at least a five-point gap over the next best sides. This weekend's fixtures, mate, Belmont Swansea, they're sitting in, what have we got, eighth spot, and they'll take on West Wallsender in fifth, mate. How do you see that one shaping up down at Blacksmiths?
Yeah, mate, I can't really go past the old Bell Swans, mate. I think they'll get it done at home.
Yeah, me too, mate. Coming fresh off the bye. I like what I see there. Next up, mate, your man Nick Russell, mate. He's in pretty good goal scoring form for the top of the table, Cooks Hill. Two in his last three games, mate. They take on Cellar Dwellers Toronto Awaba, who are sitting second last. Mate, this will be an absolute smacking. Cooks Hill, the best attack with 23 goals so far from their nine games, while Toronto Awaba have let in 33 in nine games at nearly four a game. So, but based on my maths alone, mate, I'm reckoning it's going to be about 5-0 this one.
Yeah, I can't disagree, mate. Our man Nick Russell's scoring goals for fun down there. The defending premiers are showing the others how to get it done, and I think they'll carry on their form this week, mate.
Yeah, the final Saturday game, mate, Thornton, who are sitting third, and South Cardiff fourth, take each other on, mate. This game, the winner of this is guaranteed to sit in second spot after the weekend with Singleton having the bye. Depending on results here, mate, in the Cooks Hill match, if Southie get the win, then Cooks Hill will be 4 points clear. 7 points clear. If Thornton get the win, then they'll sit 5 points clear. So really opens up if Cooks Hill get that win, mate. Who do you tip here out of Thornton and South Cardiff up at Thornton?
Oh, this will be a tough one, mate.
Yeah, mate, just need a quick tip.
South Cardiff.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Southie as well, mate. They're starting to build some form and climb up that ladder. Next up, mate, your boys, Cahiba, host the Cessnock City Hornets. Cahiba starting to string together a couple of draws and results recently, and they will host Cessnock, who are sitting mid-table in sixth, Cahiba in ninth. How do you see this one playing out?
Oh, that's surprising. I thought Cahiba were superstars, mate. I'm going to back my boys, Cahiba, to get the job done this week, mate.
Yeah, I'll go with the Hornets, mate. The final match of the round sees Wallsend FC hosting New Lambton. The New Lambton are sitting in last with only one win to their name. This game's at the Garden, 2:30 on Sunday. Mate, for second division competition, they've got to have the best grandstand in the comp.
Yeah, they certainly do. The ground at, obviously, Cooks Hill's ground, their opposite number two, is a handy ground as well.
No grandstand there, mate.
It's a bit of a grandstand there. No track around it. Oh, actually, there's an athletics track around Cooks Hill.
Oh, they play the athletics track, do they? I thought they were at the, over there at number six, right? Never mind.
Yeah, no. They're in the athletics track. Mate, I'm going to get you another dollar, and I'm going to say I'm going to stick with the home team.
Mate, I happen to, having done my research, I know that Wallsend haven't picked up a point. They had three wins and three draws after six rounds, and they've lost their last three. New Lambton have picked up a couple of draws and started to build into some form. So I'm going to tip the upset here and go with the away side, New Lambton, to crack their second win of the season. Singleton have the bye, as I said, mate. A couple of interesting stats out of it. We did touch on Nick Russell. Got Jai McKellar in third on seven goals from Thornton. Nathan McAllister from South Cardiff with eight goals. But Riley Taylor of New Lambton, mate, has 9 goals, the leading goal scorer. New Lambton's only scored 17 goals this season. They're coming last, and he's the leading the goal scorer, and that's amazing.
Well, one-man team, mate. That's all I can say. Sam Logan at his best.
Mate, I expect to see a couple from young Riley and take him into double digits for the year. We'll move on now, mate. We're getting well over the hour mark, so we'll jump onto the NHRU and start to wrap up. Mate, results from the weekend. Lake Macquarie 14, Wanderers 113. Lake Macquarie, they've obviously achieved their goal there of making sure they didn't lose by 100, only losing by 99.
Yeah, big day at the office, mate, which is probably a little bit surprising. They had a crack against Beaches the week before, and it was a pretty handy game. But, yeah, they obviously left their shoulders at home this week, mate.
Mate, very big difference in class, I think, shown there. Dylan Mancinelli, 10, got 4 tries. Liam Bryce at breakaway, 7. The 7 got 3 tries. Luke Simmons at 15, the fullback, got 3 tries as well. Luke Simmons with a personal tally of 43 points for the day earns him a nomination as well in the Man of the Week for Sportscastle, mate. A good day out for Luke Simmons.
Yeah, he's had a bit of a positional switch there, mate. He's been playing 10 there for the last couple of years, but he's just shifted back to fullback the last couple of weeks, and it's probably a reason why.
Mate, looking the goods, mate. So next up was Maitland hosting Singleton, mate. This was the Bar TV game. Maitland ran away comfortable winners, 46-17. I think the Singleton ship might have sailed, mate. I think we can probably put a line through them for finals footy the way they're playing currently. Pat Beatty from Maitland got a try, 4 conversions and a penalty, 16 points, and nearly single-handedly beat Singleton himself.
I think Maitland are one of those teams, mate, that once they get all their blokes on their park, they're probably a genuine top three teams. I think Travis Brooke back now, you know, he controls the line out, controls the scrum, and he pilfers a lot of ball. He's a good player.
Yeah, lovely, mate. Next up, Merriweather. In the top of the table clash, they got a 27-12 win over Nelson Bay. Wasn't necessarily pretty, but that's what they've been basing their season on. They're not a very flashy team, but they just get it done in the grind, mate.
Yeah, a bit like Cardiff in the AFL, mate. And I've got a couple of years on the ground around Carlton last week, and I heard they were arresting a few blokes from the top two grades.
Interesting choice in a top of the table clash, mate, but that's a bit of confidence there. Final match of the round, mate, I believe this is where you were. University 14, Hamilton 62. Chris Ale with a double from hooker, mate. Not often you see a bloke in the front three get over for a double. And Dane Sherritt, probably not his best day of the boot. He did kick a few penalty goals, but only 4 from 9 conversions.
Yeah, it was a hard day for him, mate. They scored most of their tries in between the 5-metre line and the sideline, which didn't really help. But, yeah, Chris LA or Pussy, as he's more formally known, was pretty outstanding and actually got a breakaway from about 40 metres out from his line, which he stole from the opposition line out, got all the way to 10 metres out and offloaded to his fellow prop for a try in the corner, mate, which was...
That will bring the crowds back. Now, the question I have is, were you able to keep up?
That was probably one of the only ones I was able to keep up with, mate. A hooker and a prop, mate. A hooker and a prop running downfield.
I love it, mate. All right, so that obviously sees Merriweather sit on top of the ladder in front of Wanderers, but with a game in hand. Nelson Bay, Hamilton and Maitland ran out the 5 with Beaches just outside, and then Uni and Singleton a full win back, and Lake Macquarie still languishing on their 1 point. This week's games, mate, Maitland take on University up at Marcellin. Mate, I think this one could be a pretty interesting one, but I think Maitland will be pretty comfortable winners. Plenty of ins for Maitland. As you said, Travis Brooks back at full strength. I think James Johnson's back as well. Chris Logan might return from country duty as well. And one of their young stars, I think Ben Wood, comes back from the country under-20s, and he'll go into the second row, and Travis Brooks will play in the loose forwards this week.
Yeah, mate. A lot of forward stocks up there. Obviously, Davidson, Johnny Birrell, a couple of others have been around for a while, mate. Uni, yeah, they played with pretty good pace last week, but maybe just missed the direction of your mate from the NT.
Yeah, young Honne didn't play. Around. Yeah, I did notice that. You did just touch on John Birrell there. He is out for a month with a bit of a knee complaint, mate, I'm hearing. So a bit of a reason that's caused the reshuffle there in the pack. But as you said, they got plenty of depth there. I think Maitland will win this one pretty comfortably. Next up, mate, Merriweather. They host Lake Macquarie. I'd just suggest, I think you said your mate Brendan Farrow is refereeing this one. I would suggest he will need to have his fast running boots on for this one.
Yeah, so we'll tend to agree with you, mate. I think Carlton are sitting top for a reason and they're playing very well, mate.
Mate, Carlton really need to take this opportunity to grab a bonus point, something they haven't been doing, as we touched on. Wouldn't be surprised, though, as you touched on, if they might rest a few again this week. But they're on two bonus points when you've got some of the other sides, that the, you know, Wanderers, Hamilton and Beaches have got 6, 6 and 5. And the big thing is, of those, the majority of these points, I mean, obviously they haven't been eligible to get a close losing point yet, Merriweather, but Wanderers have got 4, Beaches and Hamilton 3 respectively, and Maitland 3 in terms of the 4 try bonus points. So really going to need to take the opportunity against some of these so-called weaker sides to put some points on the board and make sure they're picking up those bonus points to really lock themselves in if they want that minor premiership.
Yeah, they will, mate. Obviously, they've had the bye, so Wanderers will come back to the field this week with the bye as well. So
that they will, mate. Touching on that, the other side sitting just behind them is Nelson Bay, and they host Singleton up at Bill Strong Oval. They take their home game back to Bill Strong after their last home game was at Downtown Boyd Oval in the Dowie.
Yes.
And they will be looking to bounce back, as will Singleton. I think this one offers a fair bit for the punters, mate.
Yeah, mate, I'll be happily enjoying the surrounds of the Groper Dome, as it's more affectionately known on the Bar TV.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one is the match of the round this week, mate, but I think...
I don't think it's been nominated yet, mate, so...
It's probably the two... Well, Bay had a pretty solid season last year, but probably the two biggest... The biggest movers from last year are going up against each other. And I think Singo with Snorky Merrick will be looking to get some better performances back on the park, mate, with a big road trip up to Nelson Bay.
Yeah, mate, I'm actually going to tip Singleton to get the upset here. At the end of the day, if they don't get a win here, it's probably a good night to their season with some of the other fixtures this weekend. Next up, mate, the final match of the round, and Southern Beaches find themselves sitting just outside of the five after a bye last weekend. And they come up against a rampaging and in-form Hamilton side. Hamilton really bounced back from their previous loss to Nelson Bay with a big win last week against Uni. And, mate, I think Beaches will have their work cut out for them even at the sandpit this weekend.
Yeah, I think they will. It'll be a tough day for them, but I suppose if they want to show people... They're a genuine threat in this competition. These are the type of games they've got to win. They actually, last time they met last year, I commentated that game over at Passmore. They actually beat them. And
that's when you had the bung leg, mate.
Pardon?
When you had the bung leg.
I did have the bung leg, mate. And, you know, I think the bye last week for Beaches probably come at the right time. Obviously, they've had a, as we touched about pre-podcast, mate, they've had a... One of their players, Gerard, has been cited given a suspension.
I might just touch on that quickly. He was cited, offered a 3-week ban for an early guilty plea. He was happy to plead guilty, from what I can gather from the information looking at the Herald, but however, decided to contest the severity. Went in, contested the severity, and ended up, instead of a 3-week ban, ended up with a 5-week ban, I believe. Mate, must have been some good lawyering he had there with his representation.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be replacing Meghan Markle on suits anytime soon, mate.
No, well, his representative might have had a bigger rack, but let's leave it at that. Alan Logan, representing him there, great friend of the show, women's sports consultant. Might need to stick to the women's sport, I think.
Yeah, I think that's his specialty, mate. Okay. Stalking Meghan Markle at the royal wedding.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Mate, as you said, Wanderers have got the bye in the final match of that round. So,
who are you tipping in that game, mate?
I've gone with Hamilton. Sorry, try and stop the train and get my boys Beaches home. I will have to say, young Var was looking very fit when I saw him down at the Southern Beaches Juniors last week. So, mate, I wouldn't be surprised to see him getting plenty of minutes in first grade this week.
See what happens, mate.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. Finally, mate, we'll wrap up with the man of the week. We're up to about an hour 15, so that's the longest podcast of the year. They're getting longer as they go in. By the time we get to episode 50, they'll be 3-hour podcasts.
Because they're covering every sport in Newcastle, mate.
Yeah, mate. Well, pretty much. We've had some requests for some other ones which we might delve into going forward, but we don't have time this week. As I said, the nominees this week, I think we had young Luke Simmons from, well, not so young Luke Simmons from Wanderers, Rob Bryant from the Fingal Bay Bomboras, mate, and the third one's escaping me. Can you remind me?
It was...
who did we have?
The soccer player.
The soccer player. That's correct. It was... Cale Bradbury with his double in the Broadmeadow match. But the winner this week is none other than Rob Bryant from the Fingal Bay Bombies, mate. He only just pipped Luke Simmons. That was a pretty solid effort by Luke Simmons, but in probably a hotter contest, Rob Bryant with a bag of points. So good to see the second division there and the Bombies getting the win, and Rob Bryant is our man of the week for week 17 of the pod, mate. Thanks again for your time and availing yourself in the Jared Mullen Studios late on a Wednesday night, mate. I know it's not always easy fitting around. I'm not sure how many kids you're up to now, about 7 or 8, I think. Probably have another couple by next week's show.
Yeah, I think 6 last time I checked.
Yeah, that'd be hard. Do you ever just lose some, pick some up? You're just not sure. You go down to junior rugby and you're like, I'll just take these 4 home. They look close enough to mine.
Yeah, whoever yells that dad, mate, normally gets a ride in the IMAX bus, mate.
Yeah, that's it. The king of the kids, old Jared Logan. So, of course, mate, quickly shout out to our mate Robbo and the Beaches fourth grade boys. They've got another game this weekend. I think the games are at Passmore on Friday night, so plenty of action there. If you've got nothing else on Friday night, head on down. If you get in early enough and jump on the Southern Beaches fourth grade page and register, you can probably even have a run. They love it down there. So thanks again, mate, for your time. Make sure everyone follow us on our Instagram, Twitter, at SportsCastleAU and Facebook SportsCastle. And enjoy your local sport. Make sure to get down or tune in with our friends Bar TV Sports. We'll share the links to a few of their games this weekend. You listen to the dulcet tones of Gareth if he can drag himself away from his editing desk and commentate and give his genius insights, mate.
Yeah, mate. Sure, he'd be pumped for another weekend. He's done his bets with his pony boys or whatever.
Yeah, he loves it. So. He loves it, mate. He's across more sport than we are. He's the only man in Newcastle that is. So, again, thanks for your time, mate. I will catch you next week for a bumper podcast before we have a week off. So, thanks again, and thanks everyone for tuning in.
Yeah.